I'm Madeline.
I'm Gabby.
And this is our third episode of our podcast called True Confessions. And the title for this one is Don't Tell My Date.
I think this is going to be an interesting one for us for sure.
Oh, definitely. All right. You want to start? Read the first one?
Yeah. So this person wrote, I once hooked up with my boyfriend's older brother in my boyfriend's room. It was amazing and awkward too. I'm still dating my boyfriend and have never told him, and his brother hasn't told him either.
Scandalous.
I mean, the anxiety that girlfriend must be feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what happens when the brother finally decides, like, you know what, I'm going to tell him.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's not the, I honestly thought that that confession was going to go in a different direction. I thought that she was going to say that, like, she broke up with her boyfriend and started dating his brother.
Oh, that'd be some family tension right there.
I don't know. That would, I feel like that, come on, that's got to come out. I mean, I guess if the brother is like, yeah, no, like, it's fine, we won't tell him, then that is a mutual, they, then
I feel like that's a bad brother, though.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I mean, I understand, like, protecting, you know, your younger brother, but also,
yeah,
like,
but if he slept with, you know,
the girlfriend.
Yeah, if he slept with his brother's girlfriend, then
he can't be that good of a brother.
No. They've got to have somewhat of a feud going on there.
I wonder
something.
How long they've been dating for. Like, has this been, like, a few weeks?
Yeah.
Was it, like, super early on in the relationship where it was, like...
Has she done this before?
Was it a drunken mistake? Like, have they been dating for years?
Maybe. What if they're twins? Maybe she got confused?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Anything could happen. There could be so many reasons to this.
Yeah.
I mean, the initial thought is, wow, she's kind of a jerk for that. And also his brother. And poor boyfriend. But also, I don't know, maybe it was a mistake. Maybe...
Yeah, she realized she slept with the wrong one.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if the truth will ever come out.
I know.
We won't know.
I wish we could have, like, a part two, like, update.
I know. All right. Here's another one. Similar, sort of. I dated someone and decided I really didn't like them, so I made up a lie so we could break up and no one knows. I feel like this is...
I've definitely done it
before. Yeah, I feel like this is kind of common. I mean, sometimes, like, if you're just really not feeling it, you have to, you know, and maybe you're like, I don't have a specific reason, but just, like, overall, like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, definitely. No, I've been there. But I'm curious what the lie was. Like, did you say, like, I'm a lesbian? Or was it, like, you know, I'm just not that into you?
Yeah.
Or was it, like, you know, my parents aren't letting me date? Like,
could be. I mean, those are all fair. I actually have heard someone use, like, the I'm a lesbian excuse to their boyfriend, or vice versa, like, I'm gay. I mean, it's possible, it could be true.
I feel like that would be a shot to my ego, like, damn, did I turn them? Like, you know, did they realize, like, they're not into, like, women because of me?
I don't know. I haven't experienced that, but
I've definitely lied to a boyfriend before.
For sure.
Because it's just, like, better than me saying, like, I'm not that into you. Or
maybe she did it as, like,
to protect their feelings.
Yeah, maybe she said, like, you know, I'm sorry, like, it's just not working out. Or maybe she said, I'm moving. That would be a good reason.
Yeah, but wouldn't you get, like, caught?
I guess if they were, like, in school or something or work together, then that definitely
wouldn't
work out well.
That would be awkward, yeah.
Yeah.
Or if they, like, lived near each other.
Yeah, that might not go too well. All right, maybe not the best idea. Don't listen
Don't
to me.
Use that one.
No.
Okay, so this next person wrote, I had my first kiss at 19 years old.
Ooh.
That is, I mean...
It's okay. You know, everyone gets their first kiss at a different time. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, you know, currently, like, The Bachelor, he's a virgin. He's, like, they're pinging it as, like, the first ever, like, virgin.
He is milking that, by the way.
Oh, just I know. So maybe you could be, like, the next Bachelor or Bachelorette, you know?
Yeah, well, there was actually a girl who just left the show, but she was on it who had never had her first kiss. I think she was in her 20s. So, I mean, it happens. And,
yeah, definitely.
You know, I wonder if the person that she kissed knew that it was her first time.
Or maybe it was a guy and his first time.
Yeah, true.
I don't know, but, I mean, I think it's sweet. I think, you know,
like,
were they waiting for the right person? Like, I think it makes
it
so much more meaningful than, like... My first kiss was in preschool. I was getting
really
married.
Count.
No?
I mean, I guess preschool didn't count. First, like, real kiss. I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I feel like the age is, like, 15 or 16. But, yeah, you know, just waiting for the right person or something like that.
I definitely think it's, like, a sweet.
Maybe the other person didn't even notice.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they were a great kisser for the first time and nobody noticed.
And ripped it off like a Band-Aid.
Yeah. You know, you just gotta do it sometimes. It's fine. All right. Let's do another one. This one says, I once sold some guy pictures of my feet over a Bumble message. I mean, $30 because some dude really wanted to see my toes.
That's gross. I mean, easy way to make money, but that right. guy was creepy.
I feel like that's a weird thing to do over Bumble, too. Like, can you sell?
I guess like, so.
I guess. People I mean, have foot fetishes. I don't know. I guess it's a thing.
Yeah, and he didn't have to see your face at all or anything.
Right, that's
like,
true.
It's just some know. Feet.
$30 for a picture of your feet?
Yeah.
Really?
But, like, was it, like, a serious photo? Like, did you have good lighting? Or was it, like, a joke and you just right. kind of, like, used your cell phone? Like,
did somebody else take the picture?
Yeah.
My thought is, how did this come up in a conversation?
Yeah, like, were, like, did they just, like, slide into your DMs and were like, hey, I feel like you'd have some nice toes?
Well, but isn't Bumble, so the girl messages the guy, is that how Bumble works?
I don't know. I wish I was on a dating app so I could be like, I have experience with this.
Same. I think Bumble is where the girl messages the guy. So, how would... I mean, maybe she brought up a line about feet or something.
And he's like, damn, girl, I could really see some toes.
Yeah, or maybe he her feet were, like, showing in, like, a beach picture or something in her profile. And he was like, hey, I got a question. Can I see a picture of your toes for $30? I'll pay you. Like...
I don't think I really hesitate for $30, and it's just a picture of my toes. It's not like he was asking to see anything inappropriate.
Right, yeah.
Like.
Who knows what he's going to do with the picture.
Right, but like, I don't need to know, and
no,
it's just my toes.
I think that's fair, and if it's over Bumble, I guess, like, they don't have any of your actual information, so if they ever want to see your feet again, I guess they can just ask you again, you know?
Maybe make another $30.
Yeah.
Upcharge them for better quality.
If your toenails are painted, it's a little bit extra.
Mm-hmm.
If you've just
like
gotten
a fresh
pedicure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, what else you got?
All right, so the next one is, I used to fake orgasms. In reality, I didn't know how they felt until I actually had one. I feel like I've heard about a lot of people say that they've faked orgasms.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah,
I feel like that's actually pretty common from what I've heard.
Definitely.
Like, people say, oh, like, I've, you know, done it just because, like, I wanted it to be over or, like...
Trying to make him feel good or
right,
make her
yeah.
feel well. I mean, I feel like sometimes, like, if it's a guy, they don't really get it sometimes, you know, because it can happen for them a lot easier. So sometimes it just goes on too long. You just got to be like, yeah, no, it's over.
Right, I got
to
end it.
It just has to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No. Yeah.
But I feel like... It's, I feel like it wouldn't be that hard to figure it out. I mean, I don't know. I guess girls might be really getting really good at, if they do it often, they'd be good at faking it, but who knows?
I don't know.
All right, let's move on to our last one today. I had a crush on this guy and he liked me in middle school. We were in high school by the time I got up enough nerve to tell him, but he was dating someone. So I dated his older brother instead. So this is sort of looping it back around to one of our other ones. Another brother is involved.
I know. Dang. I mean...
People are really liking the brothers. Just date the brother. Why just...
Well, that's what this person
did. I guess
did.
That is
dated
what she
the
did.
Brother because
yeah.
they couldn't get the original one.
I mean, wonder if she would ever tell...
I don't know.
The original
I don't
guy.
Think I would ever... Well, maybe after a few glasses of wine.
Maybe.
Being like, you know, I'm so into you and you had a girlfriend, so I decided I'd... date your brother instead.
And what if the original guy ended up the relationship didn't work out with the other person? So and
oh,
then
would
what
you
if,
break up with the brother to date the other one?
I don't know. Would you be like, yeah, look, like this just isn't really working out, and then hit up the brother, the original guy?
I feel like that would be so awkward. Like, you're dating the brother, you can't date the one you originally liked, no matter what.
But the original guy liked this other person in middle school, too, so they had a crush on each other, so...
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like, nope, you already dated one, you can't date the other.
Yeah.
Unless they were really young when they dated. Then, like, okay, I can see it. But, you know...
I wonder what the age difference is, the brothers. Yeah. I wonder if they look alike. Because, I mean, if they're twins, then
it's fine, you know, unless one has a better personality
right,
than
the
other.
Right, that would be the only case.
Yeah, I don't know. It gets so complicated with the brother situation.
Yeah, I would just avoid it.
Yeah.
Just try to avoid, if you're going to date a brother, or if you're going to date a guy, don't
make
date his brother.
Yeah, make sure he has a sister.
That
no
too,
brothers.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. It'll really, just no temptations, no brothers involved. That's a good idea.
All right, well, that looks like that was all of our confessions for this episode. So we'll be back again with some more confessions coming up.
We're going to have some good stuff coming. So thank you so much for listening.